Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff regarding the most recent school board meeting.
The Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and obviously the big topic of discussion was the Return to Learn plan. Art, when you heard the governor's, recommendations coming through that school is going to be in person this fall as far as, you know, what she controls, and kind of talk about your reaction to that and if that changed anything for the district.
Yeah, the governor's proclamation really did not impact our plan. We had been following guidance from the American Academy of Pediatrics, which said that you should begin with a mindset that you need to get students back for face-to-face instruction. So we were pretty committed to try to do that. We had decided on 5 days of instruction with a shortened schedule to help plan and deliver online instruction, remote learning for families that either had health conditions that were going to preclude them from sending their kids back, or for families who just weren't ready to have their students come back yet. So we had done some surveying too, and you know, we're pretty sure that 20% or a little bit more of our families are going to pick remote instruction to begin with. So we had that as a component, but we also had in our plan that we were going to have face-to-face instruction every day, and that families would have the ability to choose what's best for them in terms of the instructional model. And that was part of the governor's proclamation, was that families could choose the remote learning. So we really were not in conflict with that at all. I know there are some schools that have had to go back to the drawing board that were leaning more heavily on remote instruction, or that were requiring remote instruction for families instead of having them choose. So that was the main thing out of that proclamation, but it did not end up impacting our plan.
We'll talk about the recommendations. I know the Return to Learn plan is a very fluid plan at this point as more information gets in. So talk about what the board approved and the discussion around that Return to Learn plan so far.
Yes, that's a great way of saying that there were some recommendations with the Return to Learn planning, and we have put the whole plan out there. But as you said, that's very much a work in progress. We don't know what the virus is going to do. We don't know what we learn once we come back to school in terms of what works well, what doesn't. So there definitely will be changes, and I hope people keep that in mind. But we did call out some specific recommendations at the meeting because we know there are things that are big pieces of the plan that we just have to know what our approach is going to be so that we can plan accordingly. One of those main things was face coverings. This is something people are very divided on. You know, we have been hearing lots and lots of input with lots of studies and experts cited really on both sides of that in terms of the benefits of wearing face coverings and requiring them, and then also some of the concerns with requiring that. The recommendation where our district leadership team landed for a recommendation for the board was that staff would be required to wear face coverings when physical distancing cannot be achieved, and that students in grades 6 through 12 are required to wear face coverings when physical distancing cannot be achieved, and that it is strongly encouraged but optional for younger students. You know, we're concerned for the well-being of our staff in particular. You know, adults are more at risk than students for contracting the virus and spreading the virus. And, you know, we want to try to mitigate whatever risk we can. So the board had a very healthy discussion about that. Actually was a 4-3 vote to begin with. We had, I would say, two board members who wanted to require face coverings for everybody, two board members that wanted to go with the recommendation, and three board members that wanted to make it totally voluntary. And in the end, we ended up with four members supporting the recommendation that I just mentioned to you, and three voting against requiring. But I think everybody wants to respect families' ability to keep their families safe, and definitely we want to do that for our staff too.
Well, I know throughout this process, and we're kind of talking about bigger picture here rather than the specific plan, is you're working with, you know, public health, you're working with schools, pediatrics. You know, talk about your work with other organizations and kind of their help in forming the district to put together this plan so far.
Yeah, you bet. There are a variety of sources that influence our thinking, our decision making. Of course, the Iowa Department of Education and the Governor's Office in Iowa and the Iowa Department of Public Health. Good example. You can plan, but then if you get guidance, a disaster proclamation from the governor or a requirement from the Department of Education, then you're going to have to change. So, you would do well to try to follow that guidance as you go along. Now, on face coverings, the Iowa Department of Public Health and the Department of Education suggested making it voluntary just because it does get complicated when you require something. So there are a number of things we have to consider as we require face coverings. We also have worked closely with Warren County Health Services, and that is continual guidance is to work with your local public health. They are the people who are most in touch with what's happening in the city and the county in terms of positives. And then there's a great deal of collaboration and collegiality between school districts and school superintendents and people who are having to try to craft these plans. So, it's an unprecedented situation. It's very complex, and there's a lot to consider, but there are also a lot of people helping. And we have, such competent staff in terms of our teachers and our administrators, our support staff. Really, once we get back to school with the draft of a plan, we're still going to have to problem solve, troubleshoot, and work together. And I have a lot of confidence in our building staff's ability to do that. As a district leadership team, we can put out the broad parameters, but the people who are doing the work in the buildings are really going to get it done.
Once again, that was Art Sadoff discussing the most recent school board meeting. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.